In 1955, 14-year-old Emmett Till was visiting relatives in Money, Mississippi, when he was accused of whistling at Carolyn Bryant, a white woman who was a cashier at a grocery store. 4 days later, Bryant's husband Roy and his half-brother J.W. Millam kidnapped Till, beat him, and shot him in the head. The men were tried for murder, but an all-white male jury acquitted them. Till's murder and open casket funeral galvanized the emerging civil rights movement. Bryant recanted her story in 2017, admitting that the court testimony she gave more than six decades prior was false and stating nothing that boy did could ever justify what happened to him. Here to talk with us about this is Stephen Sachs, who is, aside from calling you the king of the theater there, I want you to tell people who you are and what you do.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me. I'm Stephen Sachs. I am the artistic director, the co-founding artistic director of the Fountain Theater in Hollywood.
Can you give people a little description of that? Because I think it's really important that they know the character of this theater, because I found it to be, over the last 20 years, to be really, really amazing. And I was thinking about that this morning. You and I have been doing these kinds of talks for 20 years.
Yes, we have. We certainly have. I mean, both the Fountain Theater and you, Michael, share a passion and dedication to social justice and social change. The Fountain Theater is an intimate 78-seat theater in East Hollywood. We've been there for 30 years, and we are dedicated to presenting new plays that reflect the diversity of this city. We are very community-driven, and the kind of theater that we create and produce is, as I said, about urgent social issues, political challenges that this country faces. We are language-driven and do passionate work that I think tries to illuminate what it means to be a human being in these times.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what made you decide to bring the play back now, bring The Ballad of Emmett Till 2020, to bring that out now. What made you decide to do that?
Well, when I discovered that 2020 was going to be the 65th anniversary of the murder of Emmett Till, it struck me how important it would be to bring this piece back. The story of Emmett Till is timely, remains timely because this country, the violence against Black Americans in this country continues to this day. And, you know, with 65 years before George Floyd, there was Emmett Till. In the case of George Floyd, it was a video that shocked the world. With Emmett Till, 65 years ago, it was one photograph, the picture of his horrifically beaten body that was in his casket that was printed in newspapers around the country and shocked the nation. So it just felt, I knew that the time was right. Now, with our country in this kind of national reckoning, and that with the violence against Black Americans in this country, makes this story incredibly timely. So I decided to bring this play back in a digital form. We are reuniting the original cast and the original director, and have done this very highly produced digital version that we're airing on Friday, on the 28th, which is the anniversary of Emmett Till's murder. And it also happens to be the anniversary of the historic March on Washington.
Mm-hmm. When we're talking about the play and how it unfolds, it's part history, part mystery, and part ghost story. And I thought that was really incredibly challenging for someone to do, but also challenging to the audience as well. And I thought it was really important that you did this, because it sort of brings those things, interweaves those things, all three of them together. And I thought that was a very powerful move to make in helping people to understand not just what happened to Emmett Till, but what continues to go on today. Because even thinking about, you know, Emmett Till's body was found, you know, wrapped up in some kind of like wire and thrown into the river. And that was the only way they even found him. And then when they did find him, his mother was defiant enough to actually have his body shown in an open casket to see what America has done to Black people.
That's right. That's right. Well, I really have to credit the playwright Aoife Baeza for writing this piece And she's really done a marvelous thing in that she has interwoven history with poetic language and a personal account of who Emmett, the young man, really was. I think with some of these people, with Emmett Till and even, you know, with George Floyd and others, they get elevated into a kind of iconic stature, and that we forget that these are real people, these are real lives. So much of racism is based on dehumanization of the other, and what I think this piece so dramatically does is it brings this young boy alive, and we remember that he was a kid. He was just a young man with a lot of spunk and vinegar and spirit, and it just reminds us that behind every statistic, behind every video that we see on our news feeds every day, is a human being with a family. Part of our job, I think, as artists, is to humanize these stories and remind our audiences that we are all human beings. We're all people.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I think really helps do that is, again, when you're talking about this and how it unfolds, and, you know, on one level history, on another level mystery, and another level a ghost story, you think about this because what's happening today is linked in so many ways to what happened then, you know, and it's eerie when you think about the connections there. And it's something that says a lot about what's going on in this society and you know, basically what the hell people need to see and to stand up and do something about as well. And this, I think the play really, in being what it is and being portrayed, being put on in the spirit that you're putting it on, it really raises a challenge to people everywhere about what are you going to do in the face of the horror that you that parades past us day after day. And I think that's a question that's being answered in a very powerful way across the country. And this is, I think, my feeling was, I kept thinking, Stephen, this is the greatest time you could ever possibly bring this play back, because it really will say something to people about the need for justice and the justice that's applied to people needing to be able to stand up and say, no, we are not going to be mowed down like cattle.
Absolutely. This is absolutely the perfect time. I feel like all the planets have aligned to have this piece seen. I mean, look what just happened the other day with Jacob Blake and the shooting of him, seven gunshots and bullets in the back. I think also what's important, too, about this piece is for white Americans to see it, to view it. And remember that this has always been, you know, so many of us, well-meaning, liberal, white Americans, we saw the video of George Floyd and we were appalled and shaken to our knees and saying, how can this possibly be happening? Oh, my God, how shocking and terrible this is. And, of course, it was all of that. But this has been happening in our country not only for 65 years going back to Emmett Till, but for hundreds of years going back to slavery and to the birth of this country. This nation was founded on the whipped backs of slaves. And what I'm hoping that this play, this piece, will remind white America is that we have a history of blood in the fabric of this country. And we need to look at that. And before that we can move forward, we have to own who we are and the history of this country and own that, I think. And that's part of the healing process, I think, is, and part of the maturity and the maturing process of a country is owning its past. And that's what I'm hoping that this theater piece will do. You know, we're talking about all the seriousness of this, and of course it is. It's powerful. It's incredibly urgent and serious. But there's also a lot of joy and spirit and life in this theater piece as well. So I'm really hoping that a lot of people will link on and watch it.
Yep, I'm definitely going to do it. So there you go.
Good.
Now let's see, let's talk about this just in the closing this up, but let's see, watching the whole thing on live stream, or they can also rent it. Tell people how they can get access to this.
Sure. You can go to the Fountain Theater, website, which is fountaintheater.com. and you just go right, it's on our webpage there, and you follow the links to Emmett Till. It can only be viewed on our website. It cannot be seen on Facebook or Twitter or any other free public media. We're broadcasting it live Friday, August 28th at 4 o'clock, and then it will be available on demand throughout the rest of this year through December 31st. And we are also planning on making it available to schools for free. Because we feel it's important that students have the opportunity to see this work.
All right. Well, it definitely is. I think it's important. I think it's actually going to move a lot of people, and it needs to move a lot of people because a lot of people need to be moved. So there you go.
And be triggered to action.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, Stephen, thank you very much for joining us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Michael. Always good to talk to you.
You too, man. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. This is the Michael Slate Show, and we've been talking with Stephen Sachs, the co-founding artistic director of the Fountain Theater. And we've been talking about their newest project, a restaging of the play, The Ballad of Emmett Till. And this is coming to you on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. We're going to take a quick musical break and be right back, so stay tuned.